Welcome to Conversations That Count with Rob Brennan. I'm delighted to have with me today Ian McKendrick, social networking evangelist. Hello to you, Ian.
Hi there, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing great, Ian, today. And continuing with our series on social media and what it takes to be really compelling online and to really make it work. Ian, tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Well, I'm a social networking evangelist and I travel up and down the country and take the message of social networking to people and, if you like, help pull down the barriers for people to make connections that lead on to business.
How did you get interested in social media?
I've got a background in IT. I've worked in IT for about 30 years as an IT manager and for the last 10 years as a director of IT for a pharmaceutical company. And when you're having to present to a team of executives that have got just a couple of minutes to want justification for a £2 million budget and they need to know sort of like right there and then what the salient points are and why they need to go ahead with a particular course of action. You know, it's really important to not frighten people with the actual technology, but what the technology can do for them. When you're taking that message out to the general public, you know, to the business, to the entrepreneurs that are out there that are wanting to move their businesses forward, they don't want technical waffle. They just need to know, you know, the facts and how they can get access to this kind of thing and how they can use it without being intimidated by it.
Everyone's talking about social networking, but it is quite a bewildering landscape. There are so many different sites and channels. Tell us a little bit about what kind of network and sites are you involved with online?
The main thing for me is my blog. I call it my honeypot. That's where all the juicy bits of my knowledge go, where I lead people to go and learn more. But then there's the roads that beat the path to that honeypot. Things like Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Plaxo. These are the places where I go and engage in conversations with people and help them move forward by bringing them onto my blog to find out more about how that can be done. The little nuggets of information that I put there, I mean, I get asked lots of questions about various different aspects, you know, what's the best way to do this or the best way, you know, the best way of, you know, attracting a client or engaging in a conversation or to moving someone towards an order-making decision. And I'll tend to write more an article on the techniques that I'd use to point them to that article as a source of reference.
How important is it to have a strategy for online networking, Ian?
A strategy is all important. And I think people should ask themselves this more often. What is it I'm actually doing? You know, what is my objective? And it just amazes me that that there's so many people that don't have an objective. They're just doing it because they think they have to. You know, because it's expected that's what everybody else is doing. I mean, my advice to people is just to step back and say, you know, at the end of the day, what is it I'm trying to achieve and which are going to be the best tools to help me achieve that?
What would you say is the secret to being successful with things like Twitter and eCademy and LinkedIn and Facebook?
How do you measure success? I mean, what would you consider to be success?
Well, in my world, in online reputation building and getting you to sell yourself, this maybe it might be a sham, but it's getting followers. People think that if they've got followers, they're successful online. But I would say that that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, absolutely not. No, I'd agree with that entirely. You need to think about what is it you want out of your social networking, who are you trying to sell your products and services to, and you need to hang out around the people that are likely to buy them from you. And the trick is really being able to use those tools to find those people, to follow them, and to get to follow them back, and then engage in conversation with them so that you get known to be the expert in that area of specialization. So that when the requirement comes up for work, that you're already on their radar screen and that you're their first point of call.
There are rumors that some people are actually making money from their social online networking. It's a key business tool for a lot of people. Is it possible really to make money using these things?
Oh, absolutely. That's my main source of income is actually coming through Twitter. Twitter is such a, you know, it's where my market is, and I'm sure that's, you know, right for a lot of other people. It's about engaging in that conversation with people or getting that conversation going and then demonstrating that you're the one for the job.
So it's not just about the number of followers you've got, it's the right kind of following and ones that are going to hire you and engage you going forward.
Absolutely. What the social networking does by following the people that are interested in your products and services makes it first of all, much more personal. And secondly, it's like having your own market stalls that's surrounded by the people that want to buy your products and services. I can't really put it any clearer than that. So the followers, I think, are really important. And building a tribe of people that are interested in what you've got to sell.
I love the fact that you put in a personal slant on it, because my world is reputations and personal marketing. And it's really important to build up some kind of a personal relationship, because all business comes down to pretty much two people shaking hands, whether that's virtually or in real life, isn't it?
Well, I think there's a process. I learned from an organization called For Networking that they have this process which is all about meet, like, know and trust. It's about getting to meet people. It's about getting to like people through engaging with them and getting to know them. And then once you've got to that stage, it's actually getting that trust in place. And it's when that trust happens is when the magic happens. Because when you trust someone, you buy from. It's really as simple as that.
How do you manage the information overload that you can get with sites like Twitter? Because it can be relentless, can't it?
It can, but I don't let that bother me. I tend to look at Twitter as something that I dip in and out of. There's a couple of applications that I use. Mainly I use the actual web page, you know, the Twitter website through my web browser. But more often than not, I use an application called Twirl. And it means that I can sort of stick a strip down the side of my screen and just watch the Twitter stream as it comes down. And if anything that's there catches my eye, then, you know, I'll deal with it, or I'll mark it as a favorite and deal with it later. I tend to think really of Twitter as being more the sort of like the babble of conversation that would go around you if you were sitting in a busy office. And you're just hearing or looking at snippets of information and bits of conversation as they come down the screen. But then there's times when I'm doing some serious marketing myself, where I've got an event coming up that I need to help the organisers to promote. And I'll use something maybe like TweetDeck in that instance. And then I'll group who I think would be potential people that I'd like to see come along to the event. So I'll drag them into a group in TweetDeck. I can just keep an eye on those people and engage with them and just watch their conversations and see if there's things that I can add within their conversations that would open up the conversation to want to come to one of the events. You know, that's all part of your marketing. You know, I know it's great you're trying to market to everybody, but there are times when you need to really focus your attention on, you know, particularly key people that you want to, you know, try and engage with.
If people are thinking about getting involved in social networking, you're the evangelist, Ian. What bits of advice would you give them that are looking to dip their toes into this world?
Number one, don't be intimidated by it. Don't be overwhelmed. You know, it is big, but take it in little steps. My advice is get yourself an account. First and foremost is get a very nice picture of yourself that shows your eyes. People need to see your eyes. That's one thing I'm adamant about. People communicate through their eyes, and I find it difficult communicating with people wearing dark glasses. And when people wear dark glasses on their Twitter photograph, I think, well, what's the point? You know, you're not coming across to me. Be yourself. Give people a window into who you are and what you do, because we're all interested on not just about what you have to offer, but the kind of person behind that's making that offering. It's not just about getting followers. It's about making the right impression, and it is about getting people to like you.
Ian McKendrick, thank you very much.
You're welcome.